Blog Talk Radio.
Jimmy's Underground Radio.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see? So gallantly, yeah.
The man you're about to see in here, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring. Ring with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoices rise high. Burning the sound, loud as the North Sea.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our home ownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
Pulling and burning me. Jones and being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Decided to play that off with the show. I'm waiting on this time my producer to finally come in because I'm trying to hit the Twitter up. New Music Thursday at Twitter is our Twitter account. And on our Twitter account, we have a lot of our hip-hop people all around America. So I'm trying to get their response to the Gangsta Disciples all around the world battling Rick Ross. Now, is Rick Ross going to be the next Biggie Smalls, i.e. getting shot down by gang violence? He said he wants to be the next Biggie Smalls. Are we heading that way? Now, I know earlier, if you've been following me, I was warning everybody about North Korea. You know, about them making their little moves since they got a new leader, and we're not keeping our eyes on them. But I was wrong. Now, let me tell you why I was wrong. Now, I know some of y'all have been following the news where you all heard that the North Koreans had launched a rocket into space. Now, that gives them the capability of putting a nuclear missile or warhead on that and probably hitting the Western part of America. But little did everyone know, in the midst of the night, while North Korea was launching their weapon, America sent a secret spy rocket launch off into space. Now, some people, like on the conservative people on the blogosphere, were saying, waste, 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 fraud, fraud, and abuse. They're going to cut that off. NASA, NASA, NASA. But little did they know, like later on in the afternoon, the North Korea satellite is tumbling out of control. Now, I'm not saying our rocket hit their satellite because that's some international space espionage, but I think we did get the message out there. The Oregon Mall shooter quit job. Seems numb before the tactic, people were saying. It's funny that this comes on the eve of Chicago getting the license to conceal carry. Hope this does not make the lawmakers fearful that this type of event might happen here in Chicago. Let me see what else we have. I'm trying to run through the news before I get to the spot. Jamie Foxx, being called a nigga as a kid by white people was something I had to deal with. I guess he's trying to explain to himself why he was Tommin' out there on Saturday Night Live. But, or he's trying to sell Django the Slave movie, I don't know. Flashback, Spike Lee, you get into Jewish slur and you're almost anti-Semitic. Just a flashback. That's something the Drudge Report pointing on. I could just put it up, but I'm not going to really go through it. I'm just rolling out topics until my producer get in here so I can get this Twitter hit up. Siri fired Scud missile at insurgents. Siri ain't talking, ain't backing down. Watch that war in Damascus for the 2013 coming year. End of career, everybody. But don't keep your eyes off Africa if you want to be dealing in foreign policy. You know, everything ain't just food stamps and welfare, people. Okay, cops use a taser on woman for buying too many iPhones. News around America, everybody. News around the world. Border Patrol, smugglers use cannon to launch cans of marijuana into the United States. They're shooting weed over here in cannons, everybody. Quickly, let's legalize this stuff, please. Former hero, Marine, chained to bed in a Mexican prison over antique shotgun. We got a former Marine hero in a Mexican prison being chained to a bed for a shotgun, everybody. Brazil announced the construction of 800 airports. I guess they're getting ready for the Olympics. They need that out there. Gaza perfume sales soar with rocket's name. They got a rocket name after Gaza perfume, I guess. I'm not going to read it all. I'm just reading headlines, everybody. Police use of Google Translate mistakes. Let me pull that one up now. Well, I'm still sitting there waiting on my co-worker. I'm going to call her my co-worker now because she ain't act like my producer, everybody. Let me go here. I need her here to get this Twitter stuff out here before I call these boards because I want to get the hip-hoppers that I have opinion on here. Police officers in Denmark made a mistake when they used Google to translate on a text message while questioning a terrorism suspect, a spokesman says. The suspect's attorney says the result was a mistranslation that caused his client to break down. The Copenhagen Post reported, the man, an ethnic Kurd, was suspected of donating money to Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK. Through the Rojor TV, a Kurdish station headquarters in Copenhagen. The European Union classified the party, which is active mainly in Turkey, as a terrorist organization. Turkut Hoyer, the lawyer representing the 50-year-old man, said the mistranslation violates the law barring police from giving misinformation no questioning. But it is even more serious in case involving allegations of terrorism in which the accused has been held on remand, he told the Pope. What is dude charged with? Okay. Copenhagen Police Inspector Sengard Fogel told Poken the incident was the only one he known where the police have turned to Google Translate to the mistranslation was caught by an interpreter. Oh, they're using a Google Translate to translate a prisoner, and he got him in deeper trouble. Technology, everybody. Technology, because slang is slang, and slang cannot be translated. I should have read on more, but no, you know, we need to go with it. Homeland Security instructed agents not to arrest until after Election Day. I guess that's the legal aliens. Democratic city employee legal immigrant who was registered as a sex offender. Check that out. Teen charged destroying activities crime scene. 4 foot Jesus stolen from New York City church. Check that out. The war on Christmas is going on. U.S. hasted its condemning of North Korean launch. That means they pulled it off because they know they knocked it out of the sky. I ain't tripping. That's just it, everybody. How about this? Breaking news. The economy can withstand a brief fall off the cliff. So I guess we might have fall over the cliff for everybody. High employment for the next 3 years. Dig that. Budget deficit skyrockets to $172 billion in November, up from $522 billion from October. Jimmy Hoffa warns of a civil war because of the unions in Detroit. Yo, Vieira, cool. G, all my Detroit homies, why don't you get up with me and let me up with me? Stanford, all my auto workers, why don't y'all call me, let me know what's wrong with the right to work state, what's really going on in Detroit, and how are your Democratic leaders holding you all now? How about all those leaders y'all sit there now? They don't come from union people. You know, you put your money and faith in those unions, and then what do they do? They sit around and turn their backs on you, and they stab you. All your votes down the drain. Okay, I'll be back with a little topic. I'm trying to hit this Twitter and get everybody on the line so I can at least have you all a little bit of my, I guess, the youth all around America, if I can get them, to see what they feel about this Rick Ross GD thing. Thank you.
coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. The Jazz Cafe is one of the main distributors of the Organo Gold Coffee. It gives natural energy delivered right to your doorstep. If you want to order your coffee today, contact Shauna at 601-918-2079 or go to 601jazzcafe.organogold.com. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Earl.
Never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. 'Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the word got in my way.
Can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit man, bop the bop, bop it out of bebop, bop the bop, yeah, bass man, come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit man, sound good, yeah, saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3, hit it.
Like I said to my audience, as soon as we're about to hit Twitter, I'ma see
I mean, it's all over the news. I even looked it up.
I know. Now, I'm going to see what my rapping fans from Miami, Tennessee, Chicago, Colorado. Florida.
Florida,
52
states.
Right. I'm trying to run down every spot where the quote-unquote GD Nation is hanging out at.
Mississippi,
and so we're about to go to Twitter. I mean. And what's the box right there?
New York City.
Right, New York City. Bulletin. So let's see. What I'm about to do is play what this whole stuff is all about. Let me go on ahead and let you know what the hoop and holler is all about. Here we go, everybody.
We're blowing money fast on this side, nigga. Catch up, nigga. Catch up, nigga. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping work. Hallelujah. One nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Getting work. Hallelujah. One nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. My Rolls Royce triple black. I'm Geechee House. Ballin' in the club, bottles like I'm Meechee House. Rose, that's my nickname. Cocaine running in my big veins. Self-made, you just affiliated. I built it ground up, you bought it renovated. Talking plenty capers, nothing's been authenticated. Funny you claiming the same bitch that I'm penetrating. Hold the bottles up, where my comrades? What a fucking felons, where my dog said. I got that Archie Bunker, and it's so white I just might charge a double. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, whipping work, hallelujah. One nation, under God, real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, getting work, hallelujah. One nation, under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. These motherfuckers mad that I'm icy. Stunt so hard, make them come indict me. I think I'm Big Meech, look at my giant piece. It's an out of me here, 100 racks at least. Look at yourself, now look at me. You can't see a nigga, I'm what you used to be. Look at it this way, you niggas sideways. Always getting money, my nigga crime pays. So fuck a nigga, I'm self-made. You a sucker nigga, I'm self-paid. It's for my broke niggas, it's for my rich niggas. Got 100 on the head of a snitch nigga. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, whipping work. Hallelujah, one nation, under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, getting work. Hallelujah, one nation, under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start.
It's 36, holes leave you bleeding bandits. Words to them 36, holes in a kilogram. Blunt tip, orange like caviar. Wildin' out, fishtail and Subaru rally car. Out the passenger, letting the automatic off. Hey, or that girl, I'll knock your mommy and your daddy off. Fuck around and knock the emblem on that carry off. Four shooters bugging out, blicking at your carry doors. And did I mention guns from Red Dead Redemption? 9 mils, 50 clip extension. Hope it's like a mattress in the hood. I'm flipping on it. And the money's like a chair. I'm sitting on it.
I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping work. Hallelujah. One nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover.
All right, Dana, that's the whole song. And I know I didn't play it yesterday because I was on some old, you know, what I was
now,
on yesterday.
Now, here's what I got to say. That song has a great beat, right? And I don't know, I like Rick Ross's voice for some reason. Sound like Rick Ross, but it's not. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I like it.
Funny, yeah.
And,
right.
You know, so why would he put, to me that is irresponsible, to put some gang stuff in a song. So, okay, so it's safe to say that's probably what, I don't know, I don't even want to guess. But
okay,
with
Dana,
with
Dana.
Well, listen,
I just put it out on my Twitter page at New Music Thursday at twitter.com. And the question is, I just want to know your views on this Rick Ross GD feud. So let me go in there and read it out again to the people that. This is from TMZ. Chicago Police Department investigating death threats from the notorious street gang, Gangsta Disciple. Rick Ross, he's not hiding from the gang members who made death threats against him, but the Chicago Police Department took the videotape message seriously. Enough to launch an investigation, TMZ alert. You recall the self-proclaimed members of Chicago-based Gangsta Disciple posted videos in which they demand Rick Ross cut a check for the founder of Larry Huber or else retribution will be paid. Now, everybody, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go all around America and play city to city what they saying about this guy. But let me give you a sample.
Okay, well, here's my question. Here's my question. Was there a certain amount on the check that the check had to be?
Well, I can't recall that. But what I'm going to do is, hope I got no feedback. What I'm going to do, we got feedback, good. What I'm going to do is play just a little snippet.
So what's funny, I'm going to tell you what's funny about it.
A little snippet. Because Ebony hasn't. Because Ebony hasn't heard.
Up until we talked about this yesterday,
I
had no idea that there was even any gang anything in that song. And I've heard that song so many times.
Well, let me catch my sister up with the message so she can understand why we made this a hot topic today. I'm play a little snippet, Ebony. I'm play with Ross's response. I'm going all around America. Listen to everybody talking about it on Twitter for a second.
Uh oh.
My hip hop listeners, the ones who drop a lot of music everywhere, I'm gonna see what they think about it. And I'm gonna spend a lot more time than I should, but here's Rick Ross' version of it.
Love right there. The first leg of the tour was definitely successful.
Yeah.
Second leg of the tour, gotta pump the brakes a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. Well, I canceled the rest of the tour due to the promoter wasn't really handling his business, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
He canceled a date of mine. I was going to Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
And I was really a few hours outside of the market when I realized.
Of Arizona?
Tucson.
Okay.
Honestly, I believe it was Tucson. This was maybe a week and a half ago. And, I just made a call to the dude, Sean G, and just let him know that ain't how we move. Let's just communicate a little better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So the other day I woke up and realized two more dates had been canceled. So I just felt like that was some power that I needed to take away from homie. So I canceled the rest of the dates that I had arranged with him. But originally, the tour was from November 2nd to December 5th.
Okay, 5th.
That's why we ended it in Miami. But, you know, he brought another you know, one point something worth of, you know, business to the table. So we added those extra dates. And, you know, once they began to unravel, I just shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And never was it due to any threats. I was just in Chicago a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's the birthplace of the GDs. And if I go to Chicago and handle my business like I did, I have no problem going to North Carolina or
right.
South Carolina, where
right.
the ladies are brown skin, brown eyes, they got nice curls, and they make the best apple pie. So don't ever get it twisted. Ricky Rose is a boss. And not to cut anybody off, but I'm certified worldwide. I could put 1,000 gangsters in any hood, but that ain't what I'm here for.
Uh-huh.
I'm here to make stars. I'm here to make icons. I'm here to break records. I'm here to be Grammy nominated.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I'm doing. So, and to me, rich is gangster. Loyal is gangster. You understand? Family is gangster. If that's not gangster, I don't want to be gangster. I'm a boss. I went from nothing to being a $50 million man. So don't ever get it twisted. Sean G wasn't handling his business. You can't cancel a Ricky Rose show without Ricky Rose permission, and that's what he did with Tucson. Y'all get on the internet. Get on the internet. My show was canceled. I didn't like the way it moved, so I went to Vegas for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why the shows were canceled. And if I go to Chicago, I just want to say that again, I go anywhere. So don't get it twisted. And when you pull up the footage of me walking out in Chicago on the stage with the chinchilla dragging on the floor, you let me know if that's the swagger of somebody that's in fear of their life. And you holler back at Ricky Rose.
All right, Dana, what do you think about that?
One thing, he know they don't play in Chicago. So he's right. If he could go to Chicago and survive, then I don't know. But I just think that to me, it's like, why would you even play around with something that's going to put your life on the line? You know what I'm saying? Okay, here's the deal. Rick Ross is a public figure. He's somebody that could be a role model for all these kids that's growing up that want to be a rapper, that want to be like Rick Ross, that want to be successful. You know what I'm saying? He's made it. And then to turn around and put some gang stuff in his song, you know, that's like, it's like, for one thing, if that song has gang lyrics about a gang, then that cuts out everybody else from playing that song who's not in the gang. Because you can't ride down the street and just listen to stuff like that and think that you're going to be safe, especially in a place like Chicago. So to me, that was irresponsible for him to do something like that as a public figure. You know, you want music to be universal, like the Bee Gees and the, you know, Stevie Wonder.
Oh, school Dana.
He can be representing those songs. Because, you know, okay, somebody like me who didn't even know, and I'm liking Rick Ross's voice, and I play his song, I'm riding down the street, and now I'm in trouble because I'm trying to listen to Rick Ross. That don't make sense. You know, people shouldn't be losing their lives or potentially losing their life, and his life shouldn't be on the line either just because he made a song. So
right.
He is kind of very irresponsible. But on the other side of that, on the opposite side of that, anyone that would threaten his life because of his lyrics in the song, honestly, when you cause shows to be canceled in your city, then your city loses revenues and you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, it can cause a much bigger problem. So I think on both sides, it's not good, honestly.
Right, but do you think it's real or do you think it's manufactured? What's your take on it?
No, I definitely think it's real. I mean, if it's not, I still wouldn't be taking a chance.
Right. Well, let's deal with these people and
do you think it's real or you don't think it's real?
I don't know. I'm gonna form my opinion after I go all around here. Let me go on. Let me go and see what the people in Tennessee said. This is what they're saying in Tennessee.
First things first, we want to make sure you know all you bloggers, media outlets, just people that want to talk in general in the street. This don't have nothing to do with LJ and his dad.
Huh?
This shit with some being with Rick Ross on the
oil. That's Larry Hill's son, Jay and Larry.
But you owe money. Bosses pay their debts. You feel what I'm saying? They say you can't be a boss till you take a loss. You finna take a loss now, a big one.
Yeah.
You know who to call, you know who to contact.
That's well,
the end. It ain't no discussions, ain't no conversation, ain't no love, period. You feel me?
City folk,
city folk.
City folk,
city folk.
Yeah, bitch, you be the reason, bitch. Your fat ass ain't come nowhere in Tennessee, ho.
City folk,
city folk.
That's mint.
City folk,
city folk.
Jack,
city folk.
Can't come nowhere to the seat, bro. You know what I'm saying? So get with your promoter. Y'all promoters need to get with us. You know what I'm saying? Like we claim.
I'm
talking about Meek Minnie, O'Malion, Wale. Can't nobody get no money in no state. GD.
Hey, look, check this out. Franchise. We got franchises too. You know that's a little franchise.
Well, I need to wait.
That's all I'm going to say. Did he, folks?
Did he, folks?
He said, how did he want to have a job? Hello?
Yes, Dana. What do you think about that?
Okay.
That's Tennessee.
So you don't think it's real?
I don't know. I'm trying to see my people.
Was that one on a video? Or was that one on the was that a video or was that just like a recording?
You know, I got people sending me stuff in left and right. They've been begging me to do the show for like about 2 weeks. I'm like, man, I didn't believe it was real. Like until it came on TMZ, I'm overseeing like, what TMZ playing something like about this? So I said, okay, gotta be real then. So let me go ahead and
So if TMZ put it up there, you know. I haven't heard too many things that TMZ puts out there that's, like, not real. Have you? I mean, like, can you think?
Hold on. Not that many. There I go. Okay. Hello? Am I there? Am I live? Am I on? Dana. Can you hear me, Dana? Hey, Ebony. Let me see. Hello? Okay, here. This is my... Dana. Can you hear me, Dana? Okay, I don't know which mic is on. Let me see which mic is on.
Cause I don't know if you turn the mic on or whatever, because I'm not lost mic control. Let me see. Okay,
This mic is on, which means this mic is on. Okay, now we got to bring Dane back in. But anyway... Well, we got Dana on hold. Let me go on while her phone was going off. Check her line. Let me see what the people in Georgia are saying about the GD situation. Ready, Ebony?
Yeah.
I think that is so we get Dana back on the line. Let's see if we get Dana back on the line. There you go.
I'll take the tape back and try to put LJ and his dad in it. They don't have nothing to do with this right here. This G's coming from all over talking about this right here. Hey, Rick, straight up, you know what you did first time we gave you a pass on the Larry Hoover Big Meek song. You were supposed to take care of some business you didn't take care of. You know who you need to tune in to. Now, you done really disrespected the organization by putting your face on. You're going to put your star on your face in this star right here.
That's what you don't do.
It ain't number... three people that rock this star, the Jews, GD Illuminati.
GD folk, GD folk.
You not Jew. You not GD. So I guess the Illuminati got you.
Around talking about you think you Larry Whoop, goddamn.
said that, Dana?
Yeah, that sounded pretty real.
Okay, that's North Carolina. Let me go to...
Only thing, okay, do you think it sounds real or no? You sound more like a chant.
Well, I don't know. Oh, hold on. That chance happened to you, though?
That's that
really real chance to you to be real. Hold on. Let me go to Colorado. Colorado. Let me go West Coast Colorado. All the way to Colorado. Let's see.
Oh, look, the freeze.
What? Well, I don't know. Hold on. Hold on. Let's see. What the call?
All right, over house. False flag. I'm going to show you how we handle that little action. What a bang. What a chunk that false flag down here.
Boy, you thought it was a game. Your actual behavior and attitude must vividly reflect the positive and dignified presence that this organization.
What's poppin', you know what I'm saying? We in a mile high city, 5280, you know what I'm saying? Mile high in the sky, you know what I'm saying? It's straight to Rick Ross, first and foremost. Larry Hoover and Lil Larry ain't got nothing to do with this, you know what I'm saying? There's gangsters from all over coming on the court. We coming right back at you, you know what I'm saying? This is Snowtown, you feel me? Rick, you know what you did. Bitch ass nigga, come out to this mile high, get buried in the mountains, nigga, real shit. Niggas ain't playing with you, boy, you know what I'm saying? They give a fuck about your money, you judge a man by his principles, ain't that what you said, nigga? And that's exactly what we doing, we try to come at you cool, now you gotta deal with the mob, bitch ass nigga. Love.
Yeah.
Under God, real niggas get money from the fucking
star. It's 36, hoes leave your
bleeding families. Words to them 36 O's in a kilogram. Blunt tip, orange like caviar. Wildin' out, fish tail and Subaru rally car. Out the passenger, letting the automatic off. Hey, or that girl, I'll knock your mommy and your daddy off. Fuck around and knock the emblem on that caddy off. Four shooters bugging out, blicking at your cash doors. And did I mention guns from Red Dead Redemption? 9 mils, 50 clip extension. Hope it's like a mattress in the hood. I'm flipping on it. And the money's like a chair. I'm sitting on it.
I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Getting work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start.
Now that's what it's called for, Dana. That's the whole thing was called about. That one little song right there, saying that he's Big Meech, Larry Hoover. So, my deal is it real or is it Memorex? Reason why I think, you know, he's been to it, because all the ones I listen to on the internet had like a little track plan to it, you know. Seeing how maybe they're taking advantage of this saying if they can use it to get then maybe some airtime or radio play. Again, let me get Rick Ross' version of it, and then I'm, you know, slagging my calls on it. Nobody told me about it. I had to get my little players, you know, say anything about it. Let me see Rick Ross' say about it.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I canceled the rest of the tour too. The promoter wasn't really handling his business. You know what I'm saying? He canceled a date of mine. I was going to Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
And I was really a few hours outside of the market when I realized.
Of Arizona?
Tucson. I want to say, I believe it was Tucson. This was maybe a week and a half ago. And, I just made a call to the dude, Chargé, and just let him know that ain't how we move. Let's just communicate a little better. You know what I'm saying? So the other day I woke up and realized two more dates had been canceled. So I just felt like there was some power that I needed to take away from home. So I canceled the rest of the dates that I had arranged with him. But originally, the tour was from November 2nd to December 5th.
Okay, fair.
That's why we ended in Miami, but, you know, he brought another, you know, one point something worth of, you know, business to the table, so we added those extra dates, and, you know, once they began to unravel, I just shut it down, and never was it due to any threats. I was just in Chicago a week and a half ago. That's the birthplace of the GDs, and if I go to Chicago to handle my business like I did, I have no problem going to North Carolina or South Carolina, where the ladies are brown skin, brown eyes, they got apple pie. So don't ever get it twisted. Ricky Rosé is a boss. And not to cut anybody off, but I'm certified worldwide. I could put 1,000 gangsters in any hood, but that ain't what I'm here for. I'm here to make stars. I'm here to make icons. I'm here to break records. I'm here to be Grammy nominated. And that's what I'm doing. So, and to me, rich is gangster. Loyal is gangster. You understand? Family.
I lost transmission. And what's going on? Hold on.
Putting you on the show. Press 1 when you're ready to talk. Oh,
here you go. I lost track. Anyway, I was trying to play what Rick Ross had to say about the whole situation. But is it real or is it Memorex? I'm not gonna sit here and say the GDs ain't on it popping. I'll be a fool and say that. You know, but I'll be back after a little commercial break while I get my screen all hopped up. 347-838-9825, Jim Lee's Underground Radio. I ain't got my screen up. You okay, me? The chicken. I didn't press mute or something, man. Go ahead and get this new song on. E-Love, so you might have Dana Divine on. And listen, get John Miss to talk about her rising up on the show too, Ebony. But again, we can always, I think I might do a special, don't quote me, but check it out. A special show on Quincy Jones Sunday and his inducting nation into the, stop me, his induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And let me get a little Quincy up for a minute and then we can take calls on the line. How your boy looking? Your boy is Ooh, someone has a comment? 347-838-9825. We got a call on there. You still there, Dana? Oh, no, I think we lost Dana line for a second. Put in a blue room for 1 minute. Got a call. We're here from Ebony.
Evansville,
Mississippi in the building. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's good, what's good, what's good? Heard you had a comment. You said when Rick Ross did his big butt down. What were you saying, black man?
Yeah, Jimmy Lee, I hate to just say it, but I was telling Ebony that Rick Ross is a grown-ass man. And you need to sit your motherfucking ass down. You know, once you get to a point, you just sit down and shut up, you know? And then, you know, if you got kids, raise them. Otherwise, sit down and shut up. And then the dude, like, we have, like, tattoos and stuff. I'm not hating on the dude, but it's like, put your clothes back on. You understand what I'm saying? Jimmy Lee, do you understand?
He's a boss, though. He's a boss.
Oh, shit. Tell the boy to put his clothes back on. He don't run nothing, man. Do you understand? Do you understand how thick Miami is? That boy is a child. And you know, he used to work for the correctional facilities. Did you see, you know, his sister put them pictures out of him on the internet when he was working for the correctional facilities. He was working for the prison.
Hey, I saw them pictures. Y'all saw that? He came up in the game from the correctional facility. To a boss now. Full beard certified.
About what?
He get 1,000 games. I don't know that yet. I don't know. But there's a million GDs around America saying he better cash him a check. They want to check him something.
Shit. Did you see Vision? You know Vision? He's a quarterback, and he just blew through $53 million. Vince Young just blew through $53 million. He going to tweet them people talking about, can I get my job with the Arizona Cardinals? You know what I'm saying? That's how these people blow through their money, man.
These people
blow through their money. They don't even need the money. That's the way I feel about it. They don't even need it because they need to take the money and just give it to hell. Just go and buy some crack and be through with it.
Well, you know, maybe he a boss. I guess he don't touch it on supply. He the boss of the Maybach music. And from my understanding, since Dana Ross was a queen of Motown, being the boss of Maybach holds precedent in your lifestyle. And so Maybach music, from what I'm hearing in Colorado, Tennessee, Florida, Atlanta, Alabama,
back up to Colorado. Yeah. Back up to Colorado. They just passed the new weed law. Then you go up to Washington State. They passed a new weed law. Maybe that's what people need. You didn't think about that. I mean, that might be. Maybe that's the damn topic of your next show. But these folks need to smoke something because it ain't right. I'm pissed off. I'm thoroughly pissed. You understand me?
Yeah, I'm with you. But on that marijuana law, you can look at it on a broader base level than just cats getting high. You can just look at it on
they
want to
do tax.
Not only taxes. Let's look at it like this. Let's look at an innovator. There's a whole other market that you can open up with the reproduction of hemp, i.e. paper, clothing, milk, ink, and stuff like that. You can find your whole other manufacturing spot and open a whole other market on the stock market. There's much more money in that than just taxing it for those guys that smoke it. There's also going to be money in the product and making the stuff for people to smoke in, the receptacles for people to hold stuff in. So I'm just saying, real talk, there's a lot of little money to be on the stock market.
I know what you're saying, Jimmy. Smoke in, smoke out. I'm just saying.
But you know, everybody looking at the smoking part of the game, not looking at making the rope, the paper, the shoes, the clothing, the shirt, not looking at the whole manufacturing level, getting in on the ground level, making money as an import-export in that field, and open up shops and stuff like that. Everybody's looking at the little smoking part of the game. They're not looking at the whole industrial part, what hemp can do. I can replace cotton. I can replace wood. I can replace a lot of natural stuff like that. It's city, we're going global and green. I want a weed seed can replenish the whole. You can close all of Africa with just a whole plant, pharma, marijuana plant stems. And stems.
Jimmy,
I mean, yo.
Much
break it down.
I'm scared. I'm scared. There's no way on earth I would invest in that. But what I'm telling you, at least I'm man enough to admit it. I'm scared.
But check it out, my down south brother down in Evansville.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm man enough to admit that. I'm scared.
The reason why weed is illegal, man. This is really why this is I ain't trying
taxation.
To be. No. I ain't trying to be northern southern on your ass, right? For a second. But only weed is illegal because niggas down south was making money off cotton, and they got threatened by the product of hemp. Taking over their cotton market for niggas up north, realize you can make paper and all like that, and put the cotton people out of business. So they lobbied the tax, and they lobbied the Congress to knock that stuff out. That's the real reason why people really can't smoke weed on the industrial level tip. Yo.
Jimmy, hold on, back up. I am riding on public transportation. I cannot retort to you in the way I would normally do, because you know I get with you, but I can't. So I'm saying, be nice to me, cause see, I can't respond right. Cause I'm on a train, I'm on public transit, okay?
I know you want to lean on me. The point I'm saying is this. Now, he's big meat. What up, Dana?
Yeah, my stupid phone. I'm sorry. Hello?
Yeah, Dana. What's
up? Hi, Dana.
Who's that?
How do, girl? You know, you don't care what they say about Jamo. I'm good at it.
Jamo from Evansville, Mississippi. And he feels that Rick Ross fit his big tattoo butt down and stop beefing with gangbangers here in Chicago, a grown man. And besides, a bunch of all real want to kick his butt, too. And is that what your note said?
Well, it's safe to say those people from Chicago are not joking.
Well, Dana, I don't know if you heard my last comment. What I found interesting in all those videos.
Come on.
What I found in all those video threads was that there's a video track at the end of it, as if a diss song was behind it. So I don't think that not only are they using it as a threat, maybe they're using it as a marketing tool to sell records, and maybe Rick Ross is using this as a way of promoting them, as probably start some conflict. I don't know. Those are my thoughts thus far. Because I ain't heard too tough. I ain't heard motherfuckers in Chicago saying it's a boycott on Rick Ross until I saw it in the paper. And, you know, being home.
I ain't saying nothing about it.
But everybody was
asking. You think it's just a ploy?
I don't know. But the first thing that came out each person's mouth was this. Which made me not think it's a ploy.
Y'all should say nothing about him. Y'all should not say nothing bad because I love Miami.
Right. We got Miami on the mall. We got Miami's group called Paradise Says Miami. You need to check us out.
Okay, but then tell me this. If it was a joke, then why would you cancel the
concert? Well, I'm going to see because one thing they had in common besides saying GD Folks and Cypo, which took me back to 1983, what made it interesting was they keep saying this has nothing to do with Larry Hoover or Chairman Hoover or Larry Jr., which is his son. Which
and
means
that's why I thought of E-Larry.
Right. And so they said, the action we're about to take for place does not have anything to do with them. So I don't know if this is sanctioned or just a renegade out here doing anything. But no one, let me check out Twitter again before I sign off and see what our Twitter Nation is saying. I'm trying to see the rappers feel about this little say so. Anybody say anything on it? Okay.
So do you think it's a way to promote the gang?
Maybe so, Dana. Maybe
the gang. Damn a gang. What they need to do is go sit down and carry their ass to school. They need to hear they fathers need to step up and be men. And that's the end of my discussion. That their daddies need to step up and be men, just like that's what I do. And I'm going to tell you, at the end of the day, with my good southern draw, men need to take their children to school. Take your children to school.
I definitely agree, and I think that that violence should not be promoted, and especially when it comes to songs, because you don't want to glorify violence so publicly, because then that's just encouraging more people to participate and, you know what I mean, and become members of gangs. And it's just too much violence in this city already, in that city and all these other cities already. So we need something that's going to try to help the community instead of, you know, continuing to increase the violence.
Well, check this out, Dana. And check this out, J-Bull. I'm gonna play these two thug rappers. And they got this song called I Fucked Hip Hop. Now, I want you to listen to these songs and watch how artistically they put together their words and how thugified you think it is compared to being Larry Hoop. These two certified gangsta hip hop. Check it out.
This shit's special. This shit's special. DJ Khaled.
And if I cried two tears for her, that would be the most that I would give to her. She left me stranded in my nightmares, taking pictures of my memories. She right there, twisting on the blade in my heart deep. Always on my mind, so I can't sleep. She used to tell me she was all mine. Now the only way I see the broad is online. I'm doing drugs trying to feel you. I'm killing me trying to kill you. I built my whole life around you. I thought I found it all when I found her. Shopping sprees on whatever coast. How'd you really feel? I may never know. And as I ride through these streets with my hand on my heat, eyes red from the sweet side, realize some things never change. Once in love and you don't look at it the same, man. Fuck love, cause she don't live here. I'm soaking blood, but I'm still here. Hip hop, heartbreak, straight lace, deep bass, 808s plus the mixtapes. Got a nigga feeling like an open lecture. Get away, now you're all in the lectures. Being studied by the college's professors. Now I regret the day I met you. I'll be the first one to say it. She ain't the one you wanna play with. I fuck hip hop.
And if I cry two tears for her, that will be the most that I can give to her. I am Joseph, Daryl, Jason, Dr. Dre, O'Shea, and a host of those who passed away today. I'm Drake, I'm Wayne, 2 Chainz. You say you wanna rap to this bitch, you must commit. Then you're a slave to your grave. You won't get out, you cannot quit. She menstruates weekly. Her vibe covers keep you warm, but the source to her heart is love. Word up, right on, you know how girls are. She love when you licking on her world star, kissing on her belly. Trick on her and Onyx. Confused fans think that she illuminates demonic, but she's the object of my affections. God's essence, God bless her. She bought me Bentleys, Breitlands, made some friends resent me for writing about my life. They thought I should have stayed quiet. She took me to places I would have never saw without her, and she took me from my girl powder. I doubt I ever be the same. Hallowed be thy name. Give me strength so I don't do the same. Like a rental James, Brad warned me. While driving this all born Ferrari, never follow winner games. I fuck around and I'll be sorry, but I try to use the rider for dollars, not the fame. She slowed me down and had me guzzling on cups of lean. She's a middle-aged cougar, showing youngers the dream. Notice she wasn't breathing for a second, then I screamed, she's dead. And everybody took it out on that. I was just looking out for my music family. Wasn't trying to claim her to myself. She's yours. You can have her. She's a motherfucking whore. I fuck hip hop.
And if I cry two tears for her, that would be the most that I would give to her. She ain't the one you want to play with.
You say you want to rap to this bitch, you must commit.
I fuck hip hop.
And if I cry two tears for her,
That will be the most that I can give to her.
She ain't the one you wanna play with.
I fuck hip hop.
Talking about using hip hop as a metaphor, talking about, you know, her and how she's doing people and how the effect of it goes on in society and what have you. Now, those two thug ass rappers, you catch Scarface rap some serious whatever, and so does Nas. Well, I don't think they ever been beefing with the whole gang. You have people screaming, "Gee, folks, hey, whoa," and shit like that. It's the Warriors. I would
come out. That to me is just so. I mean, that's irresponsible for his label and everything else to me. And why would you want to? Like I said, if you're driving down the streets of Chicago and you're playing a song because it's got a little funky beat and he sounds good singing it, you know, that's setting people up to get killed. They, of course, I don't have to say nothing, but that song should not be playing on the air, if you ask me.
I think it's done now. It's done. They gave him a pass on it. They didn't say nothing when the song was out. They gave him a pass on it.
Well, I don't know that anyone even realized, because like I said, I've heard the song before, but I never noticed that part of it. And especially if you think that him singing a song has all these gang members in all these different cities that are saying they want to kill him, and he just sang the song. What's going to happen to the person playing it? That's the key. If you're just a singer and you got death threats from how many states?
Well, put it like this. If you're in Chicago, you're not going to play "I Think I'm Big Meech Larry Hoover" riding down certain neighborhoods.
If you're in Chicago, okay, like, I'll give you an example. This is from
a hustler. You're not gonna play that unless you're at a certain party.
But people are
Let me give you an example. Let me go out and see if it works. Just like you would never be in a GD party back in the day when Dane was about, let's say, 15, 16, and hear the song, "Brother's Gonna Work It Out." But go to a Vice Lord party and the song, "Brother's Gonna Work It Out," and all type of Vice Lords, MCs, whatever, is gonna go crazy and sing the song by heart.
But
I mean, certain people take
certain
songs.
I don't think that song, but see, that song wasn't about.
It didn't mean that, you know. And don't give no peace sign if you don't mean it from no heart. Come on, Ebony. Now that we get over, you're still apart. You know, I mean, all of that. You know, but yeah, that wasn't what everybody was tripping
so
on.
Song,
they just like
song,
they just like the they just like the fact that it was saying brothers are gonna work it out, and they call themselves brothers. And that's the point I'm saying. Not saying it had anything to do with the gang. I'm not trying to put the two together.
I agree, but that's what I'm saying. That's
but what I'm saying.
Yeah. Word brother in it. Marvin Gaye has songs with brother, the word brother in it. But
right. The
song that Rick Ross made is specific to a gang. And not only is it specific and can be associated with a gang, it has the name of the gang leader in there.
But Big Meech is with the trip. You know, Big Meech from Detroit. He just
name
with the
gang in it. Huh?
Big Meech just went to jail. He's from Detroit. You know, Big Meech was involved, you know, in a couple of gang hits back in, you know. Big Meech is a big time boss of Detroit. He just got popped not too long ago. But, you know, we're going to have somebody in Detroit talk about Big Meech, like I said, somebody talking about Larry Hoover. But should we glorify these people? I think I glorified them enough today. But,
Dana. If we choose a song that glorifies certain people, don't put people's lives at risk. Because if I'm driving down the street and I hear that song, I may turn it up just because I think he sounds good and the music sounds good. Even the song you just played, well, I'm like, why he F hip hop, right? Because that's what I heard in the song. I didn't hear all the other stuff that went along with it.
Oh, you didn't listen to the song. The hip hop is not a hip hop period. And using it as you think you're talking about a female, but you're saying no. She's mean, she's cruel, she's corrupt. Once you start doing this stuff, you get into it and start doing everything to it. And then Scarface is like, man, I don't care about this lady. I should do all the time. Now I see on the videos, she on the internet, she's giving herself away. She ain't got no more care about herself. Oh, my God, she out there like that. The song is about how hip-hop is degrading itself. And now it's like, yeah, I was hip-hop, so I fucked her. I did that shit, but I don't do it no more. I'm tired of it. You know, it ain't the same no more like it was with the connotation I fucked up in some relationship. I would play it again.
But most people, when they listen to the song, they don't have a breakdown. All they have is a beat. They may get the one or two words right, probably not. You know what I mean? You know how it is. You sing a song and you screw all the lyrics up. You know, so he should not, to me, have made a song that could potentially place people in harm's way.
But Dana, I agree with you. Listen, Dana, I agree with you on both sides. Both sides should not make a song and put people in harm's way. And that most time when somebody hears a song, Dana, all they hear is a hook, like this song right here.
Dwayne the Rock on the track, feel it.
Good looking out on the track, the Rock. Know how we do.
Jimmy, you got to call the artist of that song, and he needs to give me a signed copy. Tell him, even if I tell him to give me a signed copy, then I get the name right. Because I can look down at it as I'm putting it in the plate. I love that song.
Yeah, I'm going to see if we get him on tomorrow. We'll see if we get the Royal Army after we get Miami City, Paradise City on there. But no, like I end this, Dan, I need your salutations because I'm going to end the show right here because I've been playing most of Quincy Jones and I played a lot of Public Enemy and people are saying I forgot to play My Lady Donna Summer, who also got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So I'm going to end this song.
Wait, Jimmy, before you do,
yes, sir.
Are we going What's on up? To Dana a signed copy of the Dynamite song?
We're going to ask him tomorrow. I'll make sure I get him on tomorrow because I know everybody's feeding it for a charge.
It is hot.
And I'm so far trying to find a way to sneak it in. But anyway, we're going to have Paradise City on tomorrow from Miami. What's the MDK, Ebony, and his crew. And we're going to try to get Prophet John Paul's new debut single. We got a new single being released by JP. And we might have Charlie Dynamite and a couple of Royal Army members also. We're going to have some new cuts in the middle between the top 10. Okay, I'll see y'all tomorrow. And this is for all the people out there.
Charlie Dynamite. Oh, never mind.
Okay, this is, matter of fact, right, Dana. You read my mind. I was going to play a song that is Dana. And this is coming from Queen of Disco herself, who got entered in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Miss Donna Summer. man. I see you tomorrow then. You'll tune in early. Call in early so we can get everything off. Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I don't think you realize that she's dynamite. Oh, never mind.
Dwayne the Rock on the track. Feel it.
Yeah. Good luck. Good looking out on the track, the Rock. Know how we do. Can't be